Okay, so let's look at the first type of research, which is field research. It's also known as primary research. So this is because you get the information yourself. So it involves the business going into the marketplace and gathering information from people. So this information is gathered by using questionnaires, focus groups, surveys, and observations. So what are surveys? So this involves asking customers questions about the business, product, or service. There are three types of questions that they can ask. For example, a closed question, which is a yes-no answer, a multiple choice question, which is options to choose from, and then an open-ended, so the consumer gives their own opinion. So once the surveys are filled in, they're then analyzed, so the answers are looked at, and this helps the business to make informed decisions. Questionnaire then, so this is a list of different questions that consumers are asked and the responses are recorded. It's impossible to survey everybody or all your consumers in a market, so a sample is selected. So you might talk about maybe 5% of your market are asked these questions. There's different types of methods of getting information using questionnaires, and these include the following. So you got a personal interview. So this is where you just speak to the person face to face. The main advantages of this is that the person asking the questions can give a detailed response, and it can seek clarification on a response from the customer. The main disadvantage is that it's time consuming and it can be very expensive. You also got a postal survey where you send a survey out to the household, they fill it in and then they return it. So the advantage is it's cheaper than personal, so you don't need an interviewer to do it. And the customer demo complete in their own time. The main disadvantage is that there's a very low response rate, so people are not really going to send it back, and takes a long time to get responses. You got a telephone survey. This is where you ring up the person and ask them on the telephone, and the person asking the questions will fill it in. So it's cheaper than personal interview. And once again, clarifications can be sought. They have your two advantages. Your disadvantages are it's difficult to get responses, so people are not necessarily going to answer their phone. And people answer quickly just to get it finished. And then the last type then is online surveys. You might sell them in an email and let them fill it in and send it back. So the advantages are it's the cheapest type of method. You can send it worldwide and the responses are analyzed automatically. So if you use the likes of Forms or if you use the likes of SurveyMonkey. The main disadvantages are many people ignore them and consumers are not online or left out. You got your focus group then. So your focus group is a group of consumers who are invited to discuss a company's particular product or service. The main advantage of a focus group is it's an effective way to gather reactions and consumer opinions. So you can look at them, see how they react, and look at the body language as well as what answers are given. Disadvantages then, so some members of the group may dominate the responses, and this may influence other group members as well. And the last one in that section is observations. So this is when a company watches and observes the consumer's action or behavior. And they might be looking for what consumers are buying in the store, how long it takes them to select the product, and what is the display like in the store itself. The main advantage is that large number of people can be observed, and it's also relatively cheap. And the main disadvantage is that it's time consuming and you don't actually know why the consumer made a particular choice or buys a particular product because you're only observing them, you're not asking them any questions. So when all this information is gathered, it's then analyzed, and this can be done in the form of charts, bar charts, or percentages. A couple of advantages and disadvantages then of field research. So your main advantages would be that you get up-to-date information, so you know it's up-to-date, it's on time, and it's also, number two, it's relevant information that is gathered. The main disadvantage is that it can be very time-consuming, and it also can be very expensive.